This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The final week of Missouri's regular legislative session has arrived. The Republican-led General Assembly and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon are pushing to get several things accomplished before Friday. Marshall Griffin tells us that the session so far has been one highlighted by partisanship and controversy.
Governor Nixon's personal visits with GOP lawmakers failed to persuade them to expand Medicaid, while relations have become borderline hostile over the Revenue Department's document scanning controversy. Those recent conflicts could impact how much time is spent on numerous bills waiting to be passed before lawmakers adjourn for the year, including ones that would ban the scanning of source documents for driver's license applicants and let voters decide on a sales tax to fund transportation needs. There's also been no compromise yet on a package of tax credits. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey remains optimistic that an agreement can be reached.
We're not as close as I'd like, but I think we are getting closer.
Negotiations are focusing on tax credits for historic preservation, low-income housing, angel investors, and distressed areas land assemblage. House Majority Floor Leader John Deal says the climate between the two chambers over tax credit reform is much better now than it was 2 years ago.
I think pretty clearly in the hallways, you can sense it, that they're not the bombs being thrown back and forth between the two chambers. And anytime you have that environment, it does make for more productive discussions, behind the scenes.
While finally coming to terms on tax credits would be big, Dempsey used his Twitter account over the weekend to say it's not the Senate's top priority during the last 5 days of session. Instead, it's fixing the state's long ailing second injury fund.
So we can get that revenue stream going and take care of those thousands of injured workers for which there are no claims.
The proposed second injury fund fix is being lumped in with a workers' compensation bill that would place all occupational disease claims within the workers' comp system. As evidence to just how important it is to the Senate, it was actually designated Senate Bill 1 at the beginning of this year's session. Meanwhile, Ron Richard, the Senate's Republican floor leader, says they'll make time for legislation addressing the way liquor is sold and marketed in Missouri. Supporters of the liquor franchise measure say it'll restore a more stable relationship between wholesalers, distributors, and retailers while protecting Missouri companies from out-of-state competitors. Opponents say it'll grant a virtual monopoly to one distributor, St. Louis-based Major Brands. Last year's liquor bill was vetoed by Governor Nixon, who has his own ideas about what he wants to see lawmakers accomplish this week. He wants them to find some other way to fund the First Steps program for developmentally disabled children. GOP leaders in both chambers made room for the program by voting to eliminate the Seniors Circuit Breaker, which is a tax credit program for elderly renters.
What they have done with the Circuit Breaker is both irresponsible and unnecessary. This is a legislature that decided to add to its budget $38 million to build a state office building for bureaucrats that I didn't ask for.
Nixon is leaning towards vetoing the bill that eliminates the senior renters tax credit. That could change, though, if lawmakers come to an agreement on tax credit reform and send that bill to Governor Nixon at week's end. The 2013 legislative session ends Friday at 6 p.m. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Kirksville School Board unanimously passed a plan to bring technological advancements to its schools. KBI's Tony Nochum tells us what this means for both students and teachers.
All six public schools within the Kirksville School District do not have wireless computer connections in certain buildings, and some that do often lose their signal. Maria Bradshaw is the technology educator of the Kirksville Schools. She says this plan is bringing the district up to speed with technology in the 21st century.
There's finally been a change in emphasis on technology in education, and that making sure that the plan covered what do the students need, but also what do we need to equip our teachers with.
Bradshaw came out of retirement to help teachers implement this technology into classrooms. Some of the recent innovations include the use of tablets and laptops. Kirksville School Board member Neil Chamberlain says Bradshaw is an integral part of this technological transition.
We've hired her back to help the teachers see how they can utilize the technology as an educator to help the kids learn. And she knows some of those, how to turn on various things and get the printers to work and the smart boards to work and those sorts of things.
Chamberlain says hiring Bradshaw came because they don't have teachers who know how to use the technology to enhance student learning.
That's been frustrating for the teachers because they get all this technology in a classroom and they say, well, how can I use this to help my children learn?
Chamberlain says their technology is not just for show.
We're not just getting it because it's the newest and greatest thing, but because if we see it having value for student learning, others, you know, have tried technology just for technology's sake, and you don't always get more learning. Sometimes you get distraction.
Ray Miller Elementary School is one of the schools that has introduced tablet technology into their classrooms. Students can now take their reading comprehension assessments on these mobile devices.
We purchased iPads, and the kids can take the assessment right in the classroom. They can have more time on task doing other things rather than moving from room to room.
However, other Kirksville schools do not have as stable a wireless internet connection as Ray Miller Elementary. There are dead spots within these schools' locations where a student would not be able to connect to the internet. Kirksville High School Principal Randy Michael says the plan should improve internet speed and reduce technological interruptions in the classroom. The Kirksville School District aims to fully address these issues by the end of the summer.
The priority is to get us set up to where folks can actually integrate technology without the troublesome glitches that we currently run into.
Other parts of the plan include updating servers, improving switches in their buildings, and getting a higher bandwidth at an overall cost of $300,000. Tony Notrim, KBAA News.
More than 5,000 diplomas are expected to be handed out this weekend at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Spring graduation ceremonies begin Friday and continue through Sunday. Commencement speakers include U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, who will address the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Sciences. And Boone County Circuit Judge Kevin Crane will speak at the ceremony of the College of Arts and Sciences. Author and Columbia native Peter Hessler will receive an honorary degree at Saturday morning's honor ceremony. Hessler has written several books on China and received a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.